Yo! Welcome back to another edition of the Cruising Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Cruz, and today is Saturday, December 16th. This is the earliest the podcast has been since we started 25 days of Cruisemas. What's good? It's 8.06 p.m. Central Standard Time? Is that? Yeah, Standard Time. Okay, so with that, where you can find the Cruising Podcast is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Patreon, YouTube, and anywhere else you can find your podcast needs. That's where you can find the Z Cruising Podcast. Also, where you can find latest updates to the show is on Instagram at Cruising Podcast, also on Twitter at Nicetown Bikinis. Please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, also on Spotify. And also, please let me know how you're doing and leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. That'll be a great that'll be great for the visuals and engagement. It'll be beautiful. I thank you. I appreciate you. All right. So as you guys probably have seen on Instagram, I have like I've been having videos going out, like little shorts from the pod, of course. But I just want to let y'all know one thing. I actually been waiting on this question for a while. It's nothing against the person. I'm sure they meant it from like genuine standards of what is going on. And it happens a lot. So what happens with me is that I need something to focus on. So if it looks like I look away, like right now, I'll look away a little bit, or I'll look over here, look over there. It's because of probably my ADD / ADHD. One of the two is definitely the cause of it. I can't focus on something too much. And that's why I kind of look away a little bit. I'm sorry. It happens a lot to me. So if you do see video clips of it, I'm not talking to anyone. I'm talking to the ether. I'm so used to talking to myself that I'm just looking at the thing right here. Yeah, I'm crazy. Okay. I'm a crazy person. I'm going to tell the truth. Y'all want the truth from me, man. I mean, y'all deserve the truth. I'm here. I'm sitting here talking to the ether. I got to act like I'm talking to someone. You know what I'm saying? So it happens. I'm sorry. If it bothers you, you know what I mean? We do have straight audio on the Apple Podcast, just putting it out there. But, I just like to say, I know this is supposed to be a quick, this is going to be like maybe 10, even maybe 15 minute podcast, but I had a problem with the whole Giannis trying to get the game ball type deal. I understand that like it's a monumental moment. You scored 64 points, straight layups and bull BS fouls. But the whole trying to fight the other team for a game ball, this is the epitome of like the NBA being completely soft. This is soft behavior. Listen, bro, we understand you had a great game. It was 64 points and 14 rebounds. Normally they give the game ball after the game in the locker room. That normally is how that works. So you trying to get the game ball from the other team like right away, that ain't it. Like, I've seen it. We've seen it a million times that the game ball normally is given after the game. I've never seen that before in my life. And how's he not suspended? How's he still, like, playing? Like, he literally almost caused a riot over a basketball. Are you serious? You almost caused it. You ran down the locker, the tunnel, like a bull in a china shop. For what reason? Like, it's the dumbest thing. Anybody else would have got rocked. That's the dumbest thing. It's like, what? You're that mad? And his brother. Okay. Look, man, I got two older brothers. I understand. I think that Thanasis is his older brother, if I remember correctly. I think Thanasis is the eldest. Giannis is the middle. And I forgot the other one's name, but he's also in the G League / NBA. So I'm sitting here and I'm watching. And every time Giannis like looks like he's about to get into it, his brother somehow has to be, it looks like that he wants to do something, but he's looking for somebody to kind of hold him back. And someone is always somehow there to hold him back when like some physical foul happens to Giannis. Listen, bro. Giannis drives down the lane, throwing elbows, legs, and everything, body part that you can throw at someone on the basketball court. That's what he does. That's his game. I'm sorry. He takes 15 steps. You know what I'm saying? It's slow 15 too. I don't understand how they don't see it. But slow 15 steps, first of all. Secondly, he's elbowing people. Like, some people get tired of an elbow slash forearm or anything else hitting them in the face. It does get a little tiring at times. Sorry, your brother is a very aggressive player. People are going to foul him very hard. It once, you know, since they start getting sick of it. But the whole, like, he's supposed to be kind of his brother's bodyguard type deal. I understand. Once again, I have two elder brothers. If something was to happen to me on the court, it won't go well. Okay, let's just be, it won't go well. But at the same time, like, not every situation that looks like it's going to turn into something doesn't need to be like, oh, we're going to go start scrapping. Like most older brothers would take the younger brother out of the situation, out of harm's way first. Like, that's like it's like a genetic code of the of elder brothers. Like, you're supposed to just not allow the younger one to do something stupid, especially one that's making probably $250 million. Like, you probably are protecting the investment instead of fighting, instead of trying to like start a war with the investment. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't understand. Like, every time he has to be held back, like, bro, what are you going to do? Let's be real thin. Let's be real thin asses. What are you going to do when you get there? What are you going to do? I just want to know. What are you going to do when you get? You're a big guy. Don't get it twisted. Y'all big dudes. Y'all some pretty tall people. You know what I'm saying? You built, you know what I mean? That's the African slash Greek in you. You know what I mean? That's cool. Y'all built and stuff like that. Let's be real. Y'all still Europeans, okay? Sorry, this is no dig at Europeans, but you're still Europeans and you're dealing with dudes from like inner city Chicago, Philly, New York, LA type people that are ready for action at all times. I don't understand. And also, some of the hick dudes can do some work too if they really want to. I'm just putting it out there. I'm trying to understand, like, when you get there, are you trying to exacerbate the situation or are you trying to de-escalate the situation? Because if you're trying to escalate it, you're going to get knocked out with your little brother. Like, these dudes don't play around out here in these streets. Like, it won't end well for y'all. I don't understand why that dude continuously tries to like fight when like it's really a little situation. First of all, because he saw his brother running towards the locker room. Now it looks like he starts to run over there. And it's like, oh, okay. Well, y'all just really escalated a situation that really didn't need any escalation about it. I mean, I think what they were saying was that Indiana was trying to give the game ball to the rookie that scored his first point of the game. I would think like Giannis has scored so many points in this league that like, why would you need the game ball for that? Like, it'd be cool to like have a rookie have this ball and you know, have that for the rest of his life. Dude, you are an NBA champion. You won an NBA championship. Why is a basketball the thing that you're rioting over? You won a championship. I don't understand that part. Like, you have an NBA title. You have how many MVPs does he have? There's a bunch of MVPs too, right? I'm sorry, I'm not, once again, see what I did? He has a bunch of MVPs too, right? So why are you worried about one game ball? That, you know, if you wanted to score 60 again, just go play against Detroit. I mean, it's kind of easy right now. Detroit's, you know, like getting trains ran on them left and right. I just don't understand why we're over here worried about a dude scoring 64 points with straight layups and fouls. Like, why are you mad? What's going on, buddy? I mean, like, did Wilt Chamberlain fight people over game balls? Did Kareem fight over his game ball? I don't even think LeBron fought over the game ball. I think they still use the same ball that LeBron broke the record with. I think they still used it to end the game. So why are we here? That also, I would like to say this real quick. I love that, you know, I'm glad Kareem was alive to see his record get broken. But the whole ceremony with LeBron getting the ball, like him handing over, I was just like, yo, that torch been like passed like 10 years ago. It's cool. We knew he was probably going to break the record at one point, but that was That was a pretty like soft ceremony. I don't understand it. But no, my bad. I love it. Kareem's a legend. Don't get it twisted. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a legend. Don't think I'm trying to disrespect his name. Just disrespecting the moment that he decided to have LeBron, because it just did not make any fucking sense. But okay, we're cool. But yeah, man, it's just like the NBA definitely has gotten freakishly soft. The stuff with Draymond, it's cool. Like in the 90s, maybe that would have been okay. I don't even think it would have been cool in the 90s, because he's only like attacking European players. He hit LeBron in the groin one time, but like LeBron doesn't fight. Like we know LeBron's not going to fight. He's going to give you that act that he's going to fight, but he's not going to fight. It's not going to happen. Sorry. I forgot he kicked Steven Adams in the nuts, though. I forgot. Hey, if there's one player you might not want to do that to, it might be Steven Adams. If y'all don't know Steven Adams' background, wasn't Steven Adams a gang member in New Zealand or something? Like he ran with some hoodlums in New Zealand? I wouldn't say gang. I'm sorry. Maybe I apologize, Steven Adams, if that's not the case. If I remember correctly, he ran with a pretty tough crowd, though, in New Zealand. And they also said, like, every NBA player that has, like, ran into Steven Adams has said, like, that's the strongest dude I've ever, like, gotten hit by or, like, just touched or anything. Like, that's, like, the strongest guy ever. And like then he grabbed the guy with one hand. That's like the dude was like 7 feet tall, and he just like picked him up like he was tissue paper or something. I don't know. There's one dude I'm not kicking the nuts. Well, I might kick in the nuts, especially when we get into a fight, so I can run a little bit. It's Steven Adams. That's the only reason why I probably kick him in the nuts, because I gotta run. You know what I mean? Because that's a bull in China shop. If it comes down to it, he looks like one of those guys. I forgot he did that. I thought it was Timothy Mozgov, but it was LeBron. No. Well, I got him and Timothy Mozgov. I knew he did something in the Cavs series that got him suspended. I forgot about the Steven Adams one, though. I did forget about that one. There's like a whole, like, somebody made like an animated version of all the things Draymond has done, and like, it's hilarious, I do have to say. I feel bad for him, man. I don't. No. Why would I feel bad? Like, you're still making $100 million a year. Cry on your money. No, but seriously, though, man, if it is a mental health thing, you know, I hope he gets the help that he needs. But if it isn't, and it's just the dude acting out, then, like, grow up. One or two. Like, I hope he gets the help that he needs. But at the same time, like, you can't, like, project it onto other people. Like, just... come on, man. Like there's better ways to do it, you know. You know, like go in your room with some Jergens or something like that. I don't know. I just, you know, handle your business and then get the fuck on with the day. That's how I feel about it. But sorry, my bad. I'm rude. That's all it is. But so yeah, like I said, guys, this was a quick one. It's just like the Giannis thing bothered me a lot. So, all right, so tomorrow we will have a show. I promise there will be a show. Well, yeah, it's 25 days of Christmas, of course. So we're starting a Christmas theme. All right, we're doing the Christmas theme episodes. I think the first episode, if I'm mapping it out correctly, we're talking about one of my favorite Christmas movies of all time, Christmas Vacation. So if you guys haven't watched Christmas Vacation yet, you are too late. No, I'm joking. Yeah, no. I didn't know Christmas Vacation came out on my like birth year. That's awesome. 89? Yeah, baby. 89, baby. Sorry. Yeah. Yo, I'm digging this beard look, yo. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm kind of like digging this shit a little bit. I'm feeling like, damn, who's motherfucking, you're rugged. I look rugged. I feel rugged. You know what I'm saying? Like, I go to the gym now, and I just feel rugged now. Like, I just feel like I should be walking around all swolled up and shit. And I'm just, I don't feel like I'm probably not swole. Like, I see some of the people that walk in the gym, I'm just like, damn, man, I just want to, I don't know what I need to take to get there, but I will take it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, my sporting year's done. So I'm like, let's get some shit in me. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's get it. No, I'm playing. Okay, so somebody's going to look back at this and be like, Andrew was started, and this is where Andrew started taking steroids. No, I will not be taking, unless it's to fix a sickness. That's the only reason why I will take them. But, okay, sorry, my bad. So, with that That is the Cruising Podcast for today. It's 15 minutes of greatness, baby. You guys deserve it, man. I appreciate everyone that's been listening so far. The Christmas-themed episodes, I promise, are coming tomorrow. I'm telling you, we're talking about Christmas Vacation. Straight up, like 6 o'clock, baby. Yeah. Go look at it. Made you think a little bit there. You're welcome. So with that, where you can find the Cruising Podcast is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Patreon, YouTube, and anywhere you can find podcasts and these. That's where you can find the Cruising Podcast. Also, where you can find latest updates of the show is on Instagram at Cruising Podcast, also on Twitter at NiceTownPinus. And please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Also leave a 5-star review on Spotify and leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. Please, hey man, if you have constructive criticism, that would be awesome. Maybe the lighting issue. Maybe you can't hear me well. Maybe turn your volume up. I don't know. But anything, man, any constructive criticism is definitely welcome. Any derogatory criticism is also kind of welcome. And yeah, if you're trolling me on Instagram, thank you. I appreciate you. You guys are awesome. So also, where you can find the Cruising Podcast is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify page. What the fuck? Also, where you can find latest updates of the show is on Instagram at Cruising Podcast, also on Twitter at Nice Sound Finance. And with that, I want to say I love all of you. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. I'll catch you guys later. And let me know how you're doing on Spotify, baby. Deuces.